Oh shit. It's time for Balloon Arm Radio! What's going on, everybody? How's it going? You take my first hit of the day. Oh, that's good. That's good. My buddy sent me some of this Gary Payton. What you know about Gary Payton? I think I talked about this before. I don't know. Did I talk about having Gary Payton before? I don't know. But what you know about Gary Payton? Gary Payton was a basketball player back in the Dizay. Like, a long time ago. I think he played for the Seattle Supersonics. And they called him the Glove. Why they call him the Glove? Because that motherfucker stole the ball from everybody. That guy was a defensive wizard. And he had some handles. That boy can dribble and shit. I guess I shouldn't call him a boy, huh? Ugh, that's kind of bad, Mr. Balloon. That's what I'm just saying. Whew. He was a decent player. People about to say, wow, he was great. Yeah, he was decent. But I remember him, Gary Payton. He was a great defensive player, for sure. That's why he was called the Glove, you know. His nickname was, Michael Jackson's fucking queer glove and shit. So, whatever. So, I don't know what this weed is supposed to represent. Is it his, like, as far as, like, he grew it? Or is it, like, supposed to steal my fucking sanity away? Oh, my God. It's going to steal your sanity away. Watch out. Nonetheless, good. I got some bullshit the other day. You know how I do. Always be trying to get a stack of fucking weed. You know how much money I waste on weed, too? It's pathetic. A lot of you people would fucking cry. excuse me. Oh, boy. That was the Gary Payton stealing my breath away. Oh, my God. Friggin', last week I got this cherry limeade, which I got some, like, I don't know if it's legit. First off, it's all bullshit. We're just going to name it names and shit, right? It's like, whatever, but this cherry limeade I got last week, you know, about a month ago, I was able to get my hands on some, but it came sealed and wrapped from a store, legit and shit, you know? I don't know if it's Cali, who fucking knows? I don't know. I don't pay attention to everything. But I know it was a legit sealed, you know? So, it was good. It was some good cherry limeade. I had some of that gusher shit, cherry gushers too. Now, that shit does smell like a cherry gusher. That one I understood. But this one I got, I think it was like Thursday, Friday. I got me some cherry limeade. And what was the other one called? It was called Jolly Roger. No, not Jolly Roger. Happy Rancher. It was called the Happy Rancher. Now, again, it tastes like fucking weed. It's all the same shit, right? But this is not like sealed shit, you know? It's just loose, you know, whatever. That cherry limeade sucked, man. I didn't do nothing. I was disappointed. Now, I know my tolerance is very high right now because, damn, I can't even explain to you how much I've been smoking lately. I got a problem, but whatever. I'm functional, so whatever. I gotta get through these 60-hour weeks, man. It's fucking rough. So anyway, I got that. Yeah, like I said, that cherry limeade, it fucking blew. It did nothing to me. So whatever. I have it in the rotation. It's one of those that I'm gonna have to like roll it into a blunt, or I have this glass blunt that I was actually gonna smoke right now. But I remembered I'm going to work. Like, I'm doing my little side hustle right now, but then I got to go to work. I don't want to be smelling like fucking that much weed. Like, with the bowl, I air myself out a few minutes before I get to work. I'm fine. Usually, I'm not talking to y'all, and I got the windows open, my sunroof open, but it's too loud right now on the highway. Can't be having the sunroof open with and trying to talk to y'all. So, whatever. Happy Ranger. The Happy Ranger? Is that the one that I said it was? I can't fucking remember these names. Jolly Ranger, Happy Ranger, whatever it was. Whatever that bullshit was. That was good. that friggin' put me on my ass. I was feeling happy about that shit. But also me, because I didn't smoke that till later in the day. Lately, I've been, like I said, I've been smoking a lot lately, guys and gals. It's like, eh. I know it. Mary Jane is telling me, like, while I'm smoking. I did mushrooms a couple of weekends, and then this past weekend again. And this weekend's mushrooms sucked ass, though. Oh, what a piece of shit. Oh, just like the fucking weed. It sucked. So that's it. Shroom season's over, unless I get a good connect that's, like, you know, local, growing local, not getting this shit from Pennsylvania, and then, like, you know, it's, like, 2 months later, it's dry to shit, and it, ugh. Like, I took it, and then after, you know, my wife wanted to try, you know? But all it did was gave her a stomach ache. Like, it just fucked her stomach up. So, I was just like, oh, I feel so bad. So, yeah, that's all it did to her. It didn't even, like, make her trip. I didn't, like, trip balls, but, you know, I was having a good time, you know? But not like a couple of weeks ago when I did that reset. Today's Tuesday? Yeah, I'm fine. You know, like, there's no defragging going on, you know, like last week or whatever it was, 3 weeks ago. I can't remember. I've been so slacking on this shit that I can't even remember, you know? It's been rough, people! All the work I've been doing, oh, I have nothing in me. Like, oh, what am I going to talk about? Machines that's fucking, that I got working so good that they're not breaking? So they're paying me, oh, well, I'm not going to, dude, they're paying me good fucking money to do nothing. I am a high paid babysitter. That's exactly what I am, a high paid fucking babysitter. I do fucking nothing. Right now I'm training my boy. Training my buddy that got my that got a job in there for, you know, he's in there. He's actually happy because they're throwing him so much fucking money, and the job is not hard. You know, the difficult part, what sucks is the difficult part for him is going to be like actual service calls and repairs. But since, you know, I'm so fucking awesome, there is no fucking problems going on. So you know, he's just doing like basic preventive maintenance shit. And if I told you how much they're paying to do this preventive maintenance on these machines, you'd be like, what the fuck? Like, it's crazy. So whatever, it's just one of those, you know, remember when I said, you know, keep putting positive thoughts, positive vibes, and banking it into the universe, and things come back at you? Well, there you go. And it also affords me the time at work. Right now I'm training, so it's hard. That's why I haven't been doing my editing. I haven't been doing... Dude, I even have time to record at work sometimes, you know? So, you know, I got my writing shit going on. I got a lot of shit going on. I would like to announce now. Now. I'm just proud of myself. But I did a couple of short stories for a NFT thing. Paid me for it. It was nice. Like, you know, it was just very nice. Very nice, you know? And people love the fucking story and the idea and shit. What sucks is that it was a brief thing. I'm not going to give no more because, you know, I kind of created a whole thing that might be, it might be profitable. It might be marketable. So now I'm kind of shutting it down. I'm just going to only share stories, the short stories and shit for ideas. Maybe on my Discord server. Excuse me. Yeah, I still got that shit going. I've been on Discord a little bit lately just to follow some things and do some researching. Miss Bluna's got a lot of shit going on right now. That is the ugliest fucking yellow car. What kind of fucking car is that? A Cobalt? Ugh. Now, if you got a Chevy Cobalt, shouldn't it only come in the color of Cobalt? Not in some ugly yellow? Like, that looks like some, I don't know, 1997 Chevy Probe shit. It's just ugly. You know, don't they get better and shit? Yo, that shit's whack. That's all I gotta say. Ugh. Sorry. Yeah, if you got a car named a Cobalt, it should only call me Cobalt Blue. And that's it. Other than that, go fuck your mother. You're gonna try to give me some yellow shit? Fuck you. Fuck you. Ugh. Oh, it's the ugliest thing on the road right now. I'm glad I'm taking this exit right now. Fuck that shit. I wanna open up the sunroof. I still didn't fix my AC compressor in the fucking ride over here. In the fucking whip. I didn't, I guess it's the compressor because you can kind of hear it. So, I gotta open up my sunroof. Yeah, Mr. Balloon, not to, trying to be a little stingy with his fucking money lately after 4th of July and all that shit, after my vacation. And then my wife and I, me too, blowing money left and right a little bit. You know, it's kind of stupid. So I put the kibosh on that shit. I squashed that shit. It's like, that's it. We have to go into saving mode and shit. We don't know what the future holds and shit. So, I almost smoked in front of the cop. Oh, shit. I hope he was just on his phone. Because technically I'm Dewey, whatever you guys fucking call it. I don't know. I got my get out of jail free card, so it's a nothing for me. Man, I'm an addict. So what's going on? So, are y'all happy like me? As far as NBA season's coming up? No? Okay. I think I'm the only one that really likes sports that I talk to, which is fine. You guys tolerate it. Basketball starts in about, 2.5 under 3 weeks? Woo! Let's go Celtics. Fuck the Lakers. I'm so happy what's going on with the 76ers. Ben Simmons being a bitch. I'm not gonna play for you. Trade me. And then Philadelphia's like, okay, well, you're a number one pick, and, you know, you're valued at 2 number one picks in our eyes, even though you can't shoot fucking baskets. Yo, no joke, I shoot better than fucking Ben Simmons right now. All right, Ben Simmons is afraid to take shots. Watch that last 2 playoff games. He had the lane to the basket. Just do a little, fucking touch it off the backboard for an easy 3 points. He's afraid to do that. So he's all like, oh my god, I don't want to play no more. You guys ruined my confidence. You guys don't love me. You know, so. And then every other team is like, well, he's not worth 1 number one pick. What's your fucking problem? So, oh yeah, I love the turmoil going on in the 76ers. Did I already say fuck the Lakers? Yes, I did. But guess what? Fuck the Lakers. Fuck that team. All right, I hope they don't win another championship until the Celtics win 2. I know that's going to be very difficult with the team they have, but I have faith. And fuck the fucking Brooklyn Nets, you know, like, I like Brooklyn, you know, it's one of the boroughs that I actually like, but, you know, fuck the Nets. To me, that's the Jersey Nets forever. And Kyrie is a fucking bitch, too. He's another one that he's like, you know, one day he's out there playing, and he's like, when he's on fire, dude, you can't stop him. He's like watching art dribble and play the ball when he's on. If you watch the games last year, there was a couple of games that he didn't play without no Harden and no Durant, so he had to take over, right? And he was feeling it, and he went off. He went off. It was so beautiful, the way he dribbles, the way he attacks the basket, and then when his shot is on, he's dropping it from everywhere. But since he's a mental case, you know, like, he'll do that today, and then tomorrow, Durant and Harden's ready to play, and he's just like, I gotta go study the flat earth, I don't have time for basketball, and then, you know, so he'll be out for, like, a 3-day journey, exploring the fucking, the flat earth and the clouds fucking coverage, whatever, you know, and then he'll come and play for a game, and then he'd be like, I got a tummy ache. I had a lollipop. You ever had a root beer lollipop? You know, I haven't had one since I was a child. I had it. Now I got a tummy ache. I can't play. Like, that's Kyrie Irving. Like, that's just what you're getting. So the Nets, I'm not scared of the Nets. Yeah, they're going to win their games. Yeah, they're going to go in the playoffs, but they're not going to win the championship. They're not deep enough. If you're not deep on the bench, if you're not deep, at least 7-8 players deep that can ball, like, that can take over a game at any time, you're not winning that fucking trophy. It's not happening. So, I'm excited about that. Hockey started. I only give a shit about the Bruins. I don't give a fuck about no other team. I can't even pronounce these fucking players' names. But, man, a good hockey game is a good hockey game, man. Oh, last year in the playoffs, there was some good hockey. granted it was the Bruins, but it was some good hockey. Then, of course, football this past week, still huge. This week they had, I woke up and there was that game in the morning that they were playing in England, in London. London they were playing, right? And it was, and it's hilarious. We just sent, like, two of the worst fucking teams, but it, like, at least it represents two big cities. So, you know, they're hoping that it just fools the fans over there. Be like, oh my God, the New York Jets versus the... Let me let this lady go. Go, lady, I'm sorry. Should have let you go before. Yeah, you have big titties. I gotta let you go. If I can see big tits through the fucking... through your car window and shit, I gotta let you go. It distracted me. Oh, yeah. We sent the New York Jets who... they don't even have an identity. The Jets are the worst franchise in the NFL. Absolutely horrible. Horrendous. No identity. Puke green. They don't even have their own fucking... their own stadium. You know, it's like... it was the Giants stadium, and then they had to change it. You know, they changed it to whatever it is, the MetLife Stadium, when they built a new one. They're like, well, you know, well, every stadium is now named after a corporation, so I can't even say that. But it's still Giant Stadium. You go there, that's the Giant Stadium. That is not where the Jets... that's where the Jets fucking play, yes, but that's not the Jets Stadium. Jets don't have an identity. I know there's other teams that do that, like in L.A., the Chargers and the fucking Rams. That's the Rams fucking stadium. And the Rams aren't even fucking L.A., really. They're just still, like, you know, being refreshed into fucking L.A. I know it's been some years, but the Rams, they don't have an identity. But that's their stadium, not the Chargers stadium. The Chargers are San Diego. When is an owner going to buy that team and move them back home to San Diego? They're going to be the San Diego Chargers forever. Get the fuck out of here. You know, it's just like, that's pathetic, too. But not as bad as the Jets, you know. The Jets, you know, the Jersey Jets, whatever. And then we sent Atlanta over there. Atlanta Falcons, who fucking suck dicks. But, you know, you go to London and shit, and it's like, you know, oh my God, Atlanta? I've heard of Atlanta. That's like the New York of the South. It's not. But, you know, people like to pretend that. So, okay, I don't, that's not even the friggin' Bronx of the South. Let me tell you that fucking shit, okay? Get the fuck out of here, New York of the South. That's fucking appalling. That hurt my feelings. I was on Atlanta and that hurt my feelings. You know, they got their own shit. Atlanta got their own identity. You know? They shut down that Freaknik though, huh? Oof. I remember that a couple of times when I lived down there. That was nice. Wild. Scary. Nice? No. It was scary when I was young. Fuck that shit. But, you know, because I was the wrong color. But, you know, whatever. People love me. But yeah, what was I talking about? Oh, the NFL, Atlanta Falcons versus the Jersey Jets. It actually was a good game, which was surprising. I got up about whatever time I got up. I asked my little guy, because, you know, my hours now, I don't see my little guy. I don't see son number two. Monday through Friday, I might as well be a divorced father at this fucking point. I don't see him until the weekends. It's fucking crazy. I did see him this morning because my wife was yelling and fucking woke me up, so I made sure I went to go calm him down and tell him have a good day. So I did see him today. That was nice. He got me up, asked him to wake me up at the beginning of the game because Sunday is, we've been doing this forever where it's just football in the house, you know, unless we got something to do. Stuff like that. We're watching football. We're watching the Patriot game, and we're going to watch the Red Zone. We got that Red Zone. The Red Zone, for those that don't know, is a wonderful channel. What it does, it just shows live all the action throughout every single game. So whatever teams are, like, in the Red Zone or, like, you know, moving the ball, doing stuff, they go to it. You know, it's all over. Like, sometimes they do four boxes. It's like being at the bar and shit. It's amazing. It's pretty cool. So we'll do that. Plus, you know, we're watching our Patriots this past week. The Patriots, it was a great game, actually. They were losing to Houston. Houston fucking sucks. But they played really freaking good, you know. I mean, they rebounded from their shit game last week where they got shut out, what, 41-0 by the Buffalo Bills. That was pathetic. But it was a good game. I mean, the first half, the Houston quarterback, Mills, who no one fucking knows. I don't know who the fuck this guy is. He just came out of nowhere. And that's a Ford Fairlane. Oh, that's nice. This guy came out of nowhere because the starting quarterback got hurt. They just drafted this kid, Mills. And, you know, he wasn't, whatever, he wasn't high. He was one of the last quarterbacks drafted in the draft. But the first half, dude, he made the Patriots defense look stupid. Stupid. And Patriots, the Pats fucking defense is like top in the league. You could put them in the top three easy. Whatever. To the haters, top five. Whatever. To the true haters, the top half. They're one of the better defenses, okay, if you're being honest, right? Stats don't lie. Okay. So, the guy was putting a whooping on the fucking Pats defense. I was like, oh my God. No. Like, even my son's like, I don't want to watch this. Can we just put on the red zone? I'm like, come on, man. Don't be a fucking, don't be that way, you know? He's all spoiled his whole life. You know, what is he, 22? So his whole life that he remembers is Tom Brady winning games for the Pats. So he's just used to wins. You know, like, listen, you know, and plus he's a Yankee fan. So wins. And during the Boston years, I mean, Celtics were always pretty damn good, you know. They're not winning, but they won the championship, right? So, you know. He's used to that. And it's like, that's not, you know, me being a Met fan. And I don't even like baseball no more. I don't watch baseball. But, you know, me being a fan of, you know, teams that fucking suck. You know, the Pats suck when I was young. So I was like, this is more normal. Trust me, kid. So, but then the second half, the Pats came out there and came back. And it was a big deficit. They were down like 22-6. And then they came back to win. It was beautiful. They came back and won with a field goal. I'll take that shit. A win's a win's a win. That showed, like, poise and maturity from the Mac Jones, the new quarterback for the Pats that they drafted. The kid's got a head on his shoulders. I got to tell you that. He's been impressive. The Pats are, what, 2-3? But he's been impressive, even in the losses. Minus last week or the week before when he threw 3 INTs. He's been impressive. I got to say, I'm liking it. Like, you know, I'm liking it. I'm getting excited. I think the Pats are going to be winning again. I'm telling you, they might even get to that playoffs and show some fucking, they'll show some shit. Watch what happens. That's how confident I am of the Pats. The Pats are back, man. We got Mac Jones. It's so funny, too. They put up the stats. They're like, Michael Jones. I'm like, who the fuck is Michael Jones? It's Mac Jones, bitch. Mac Attack. Oh, that's douchey, but I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care. I'm loving it. So, this week, the Pats play the Jets, but I think they're in New England. If they were over here in New York, I was going to try to go to the game, but I ain't showing no papers to go see a game. I ain't showing papers. I ain't about that shit, you know. I'm not about it. Whether I have a shot or not, it's none of anyone's business. It's none of your business. I'm a free fucking person. Suck this dick. The only way you're going to find out my medical history is if we're about to get down. And then you're going to find out I'm clean as a whistle, too. Oh, shit. Clean. I can't. Wait. Can I whistle? Wow, I can't whistle? Is that a clean whistle? No. I'm cleaner than that whistle. I'm telling you that much. That's the only way you're going to get this fucking medical history. By sucking this dick right here. That's it. If you're about to commit and your clothes are coming off and Mr. Meaty's getting excited, then I'll reveal anything you want to know. That's it. That's the only person that's going to know. So, fuck that shit. fuck. So, yeah. The Pats they play the Jets already, though, in Giant Stadium. So, yeah, that's what. Maybe next year when all this shit blows over, because this shit's blowing over. People are getting fed up, you know. We're humans. Humans get fucking bored quick. So, fuck that shit. Look at this guy. You can't be doing this shit. People just make their own lanes. Yeah, so for me, this is the exciting time of the year for me with sports-wise, but it's nice outside, so I am doing work. Plus, I'm just doing a lot of remodeling in the house, but I ain't paying no one to do it. I do that work and shit because that's what I do. It's just the time, man. It's rough. It's rough. So that's why I haven't been, oh, shit. Fuck. People just want to commit suicide. Oh, she's a heroin addict. Okay. She looks like she's on something. Or she hasn't showered in weeks. Something. Fuck. She's trying to commit suicide on me. Fuck. Sorry. Do I leave that in there? Is people trying to text me? Fuck you, people. Stop texting me. Yeah, so I'm just excited this time of the year. It's nice outside still, so I am doing shit outside. I'm doing a lot of housework, a lot of, like, remodeling, too. Don't ask me where I'm finding the time, because I'm not. I'm only doing a little bit here and there. It's rough, man. It's rough right now with my time constraints, and I'm tired. So it's tough to have the energy and to try to entertain everyone, you know? Like, my goal is to make you laugh, not to friggin', woe is me! I'm fucking working 60 fucking thousand hours. My wife's a bitch. And my sleep schedule sucks. What else am I complaining about? I'm a divorced father, basically, because I only see my kid on the weekend because of the sleep schedule in school. What else? In my work schedule. What else? I guess that's it, right? Life is fucking good. I got a lot of shit going on. I'm not going to put my Discord shit up there yet. Either you're in it already or you're not. And I only know like three people is in it that probably listen to this. And it's not even really active. I think I had a channel pinging something else for myself. But yeah, I'm going to start getting shit going. I have a project going on. You know, how things go with me. It sucks because there's no time. But now that I'm collaborating a little bit with people, it's pushing me. And I'm a little bit tired. But it's all right. It's all right, you know. I'm going to push this old fucking body back into shape where I'm not tired. I'm going to keep going and going and going and going. Woo! I do have some observations that's making me laugh at work. So, yeah, I work at a plant. So you can imagine in a plant that's a corporation that's on the trading stock exchange shit that they do that. What are we, on the NASDAQ? Yeah, I think we're on the NASDAQ and shit. So, you know, safety is number one. It's not, number one is fucking selling product and getting that shit out. But number one is safety. Okay. So, you know, we got to wear all that safety shoe shit and all that stuff, right? That anti-slip, composite or steel toe, whatever, right? So, okay. And me, I don't give a shit, you know. I do not care. As long as I don't look like a bum. And a bum to me. I might look like a bum to other people. Because right now I'm losing this weight. And let me tell you something. All my clothes is big on me. It's really nice. It's really nice. My wife got me a she got me a jersey last year, and it was a little bit tight on my fat ass belly. My wife pulled it out yesterday, and it fits good. I was like, "Oh shit, yeah! Look at sexy coming back. Sexy is coming back. Look out." You're right. So anyway. There's this guy at work, you know, black dude, love him to death, right? Be talking about sports and everything else, you know, love him. But this guy, see, work is throwing money at everyone because since they know they're abusing us and hiring is tough, like people don't want to work. So now they're just trying to throw money out of the water because other companies are throwing money too. So it's like people were leaving for like, you know, $5 more to do, dude, not minimum wage job, but, dude, back in the day, this is a minimum wage job and shit. So it's like, it's crazy what's going on because we got to get this manufacturing out. People don't want to work. So just to keep our good people that they really do the work of two people, you know, they gave him a lot of money. And this guy is one of them. You know, he's on the floor, you know, he's on the floor, he's also on the conveyors and shit, you know, he does that Maria work, you know, that conveyor fucking mundane work, you know, But he also does, like, logistics, I guess, right? So, okay, whatever. Anyway, you know, black dude, right? So since it's a lot of overtime with extra pay, we got bonuses and this and that. It's been crazy. So to this guy, oh, I hate to say it because I love him, but, yo, he went all nigger rich. Oh, my gosh. He's got safety shoes from Nike and whatever else. But, like, he got some Nike designer safety shoes. And not just one, two. He's up to, like, 12 right now. Every color, he matches his matches his work fucking clothes and his lab coat sometimes. And he's be matching. And, you know, he's eating good. I mean, he's got a good heart. You know, he'd be buying food for everyone and shit like that. Like, you know, he's a good... Listen, I'm not trying to talk bad about him. But it's just that. That prototypical going nigga rich. Oh, my gosh. I was dying of laughter. I was like, yo, are those, like, pink and purple? And he, like... And like, he opens up his lab coat and is matching, like, his sweatpants and his hoodie and shit. Oh, my gosh. I was like, yo, that shit's so hot. And then he walks away, and I fucking fall down laughing. And, you know, I'm talking to my buddy. And he's like, I was like, I love it. It's like, I love him, but it's so the stereotype of the fucking being so fucking enrich, you know? Oh, my gosh. It fucking killed me, man. I was crying. I love this fucking guy. I love it, you know? And then, you know, he's the only one. Everyone else, you know, I can see all, like, because we got a lot of the... South American people, the Latinas and Latin friggin' people over there, and they're just happy because they're sending more money back home. Because see, you know, they can live for $300 a month, so they're just like putting this shit away to go back home. Like once they know, hey, this is enough for me to live till at least I'm 90. You know, after that, it's like, hey, whatever. You know, they're going back. You know, some of them are just sending that, like, you know, that extra $50 to their parents, and that extra 50 bucks goes a long way. That's like food for the month and shit, like, you know. So it's like crazy, you know. It's like I see that, and then I see fucking Rome over here friggin' splurging. I see him on the friggin', he's on his phone, and he's, yo, I was like, what you doing? You know, he's, oh, looking for a new truck. He's got an old Expedition, and it's old, and it's a piece of shit. It's a jalopy. So yeah, yeah, we put that shit away. You know, buy fucking Bitcoin at the very least. Ah, it's just hilarious, though. All I do is laugh. It's just, it's prototypical. But then after, we got the butts walking around. So, you know, I feast my eyes at work, like the eye candy at work with the butts, the Latin butts. It's crazy. It's crazy. And now they're wearing these butt hugger type. Dude, they're not only, like, the butt-hugger, like, yoga-type leggings and shit. It's not only that. They got, like, this pattern on there that just accentuates, like, everything. And like, three of them is wearing all different colors of them because they're fucking amazing. And but only the right people can, because there was there was a few ladies that was like, oh, I thought you know, looked like that, a butt with those jeans and shit. But then they put those on, and then, no. Nah. Something's weird back there. So it's like, oh, no. But then you see the true butts. Oh, my gosh. Oh, those are my hens. You know, those are my ladies. I love them. Oh. Oh, wait. What was I talking about? Oh, shit. I forgot I was doing this. I was just fucking thinking about butts that I'll be seeing in about an hour and a half. That's the only reason why I go to work.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Insane in the membrane. snatch my crops. These pigs wanna blow my house down. Head on the gram to the next town. They get mad when they come to raid my pad, and I'm up in the night who's dead. Yes, I'm the pirate pilot of this ship. If I dip with the ultraviolet dream, hide from the red light beam. Now do you believe in the unseen? Look, but don't make the eye strain. A nigga like me is going insane.
Seeing a lot of crazy shit coming out of this fucking brain. Oh yeah. And I promised 42 episodes this year. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna count how many, because you know me, I'm the worst. You want me to do fucking homework for this show? Look, I'm still doing everything by myself. This is what, my third year? I'm coming up on 3 years. I don't have a big fucking audience at all. At all. Like, it's small. I can get some advertisement, but it's not enough to be worth it, you know, to not play music and not to be, you know, so it's not worth it. So I can't afford to someone else to edit this shit, and add, like, you know, it just doesn't happen, so it's all me. So that's why I'm trying. Like, if I do a 3-hour episode, guess what's going to happen? That's a 2-week friggin' release time, because it takes forever. But now that I'm going to have more free time, shit's going to start popping and stuff, so, yeah, fun times ahead. So, you know, thank you to all of y'all that have been friggin' hanging in there, listening, hitting that download and play every time I release something. Thank you to everyone listening to the Wake and Bake in the Morning. That shit's fucking cool. I have one that I'm about to release this week with this, so I should have 2 episodes this week to come out. That's great. So, fun stuff. Let me go feast my eyes on this little Italian friggin', you know, I'll be right back. I have to do some of my side work, and this little firecracker's here, and she's another one. She's tiny, but man, she's big in all the right places. It's just like, she's not a roller coaster, but she's definitely a fucking carnival. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, I'll be right back. God damn, I love women's bodies so much. I just want to just like do all the sucking and fucking, like. Oh my gosh, like, women are meant to be loved, not to be understood. Oh yeah, that's gotta be a fucking t-shirt for sure. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, I gotta put that into my t-shirt fucking list. Yeah, because it's so fucking true. You know, whereas guys, oh yeah, 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 only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. Whereas a man is only loved under the condition that he provides something. Oh yeah, that's how I feel and shit. Yeah, that's my poetry and shit. That's what hits home to me. But I love women so fucking much. Oh, so nice. But this fucking douchey douche just fucking came in and just ruined my fucking mood. Oh, I can't even. You know what, I'm gonna save it. I'm not doing the top 5 fuck yous on the Blue Knot Radio Show, but I do have a fuck you, and it's going to go to this fucking douche. Ugh. But I'm not done. I'm not done. Oh, this guy's such a douche. Oh, yeah, no, we're going to end off with it, but let me just enjoy the little Italian. But her name is the worst. Her name is Olga. O-L-G-A. Olga? Oh, Lord. Like, when I was young, ogles are all fucking hags and shit. They're all fucking like, ugh. But this one, she's a little firecracker, man. She's like, oh, I just want to friggin' toss her around and shit. Oh, it's almost like there's this little Asian at work, right? And her fantasy is to be with an older white guy who, you know, berates and belittles her, basically. It's just like, oh. Not it. I'm not getting tricked into no racist fucking HR bullshit. Fuck that. But she was like kind of hitting on me a little hard, and it's like, so one of her coworkers was telling me, is like, oh, her fantasy is to be with an older white guy that punishes her. I was like, oh my God. I was like, not it, not it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, she has a banging little body and shit, and she's small, so I would have so much fun just throwing her around the fucking room. But not it, not getting tricked into no friggin' none of that shit. No, before, no way. No. So I just run from her now because I feel like no. No, and Asians are like, I just let her get over it, let her find another old white guy and shit. I'm not even, no, she's an older white guy because I'm not old. Fuck that shit. But fuck. I ain't down with that shit. Before you know it, I'm gonna be in fucking jail and shit for being racist and friggin', and I'm gonna get fired and shit. And then divorced. Oh my gosh, everything. Nope. Not worth it. See, this is why Mr. Balloon Knots is a fucking smarter than the average fucking bear. Because most guys can't fucking not think besides with their dick. They'd be like, okay, submarine in this shit deep in your asshole while I choke you out and fucking give you a black eye and shit. It's like, you went too far, dude. You went too far. No. Like, I'll spank that ass, but she's so tiny. I feel like I'd friggin', like, put her in the fucking hospital. Fuck that shit. Can't do that. So, not it. Look at that. All right, I'm a pig. See, it's my wife's fault. I'm gonna blame her because she's been like crazy. So only my eyes have been feasting lately. Mr. Meaty's been friggin', he's been training and shit, training for the next bout, let's put it that way. Yeah. All right, let's take this hit. I just want to remind everyone to, if you haven't already, go over and listen to the Wake and Bake in the Morning with Mr. Balloon Knots. Wake and Bake in the Morning with Mr. Balloon Knots. It's on Spotify. It's on, I think it's now on Apple. It's on Google Podcasts. I think it's on Castbox or whatever it's called. I don't fucking know. Definitely on Anchor, definitely on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and I think just now Apple maybe. I think I have to release another one so they know I'm like, So yeah, well, this week, if it's not this week, it'll be next week on the Apple Podcasts. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't, please search it out. Wake and Bake in the Morning with me, Mr. Balloon Knots. It's more whatever. It's me just talking about other shit, more crazy, a little bit more political shit maybe. I don't know. More the mainstream propaganda shit. It's a whole different mindset for me when I do that, so I don't even know because I don't even want to talk about it. I've been off the net. If you notice, I'm really not anywhere, which is why I don't have a big fucking listenership. I'm not doing nothing, I'm just hoping people find me. Good luck. Look at that fucking asshole. He freaking put Christmas lights all over his fucking Cadillac. That looks stupid. Purple lights everywhere. And his daytime. It looks like shit. It looks like it got strings all over the place. Moron. Moron. Ugh. That's another fuck you. Fuck you, go to that guy. Actually, you know what? Fuck this. Now I'm getting into that bad mood. Let's take this hit. This is good. I recommend anyone when they're shopping for different strains of bud, pick up some of that Gary Payton. It's pretty good. It's gonna steal your brain away. Oh my God. Fucking, ugh. I would have tried it if it was called fucking something else too. Because, whatever. It tastes like weed. Great. But it's doing the job. I feel stupid, but not like overly stupid. Which is, I know. Hey, Mr. Balloon Knots. That's par for the course for you, man. Yeah, I know. fucking douchebags, though, are killing me. Like, all right, so fuck you. The only fuck you goes to the douchebag people, right? So this guy, I'm over here talking to Olga and shit, enjoying looking at her deep cleavage. She asked me if I want a little coffee, because They're nice. She always gives me coffee. And, you know, so watching her walking away is as nice as walking toward me. Because she got a nice butt on that little fucking body. It's all nice and tight, too. Oh, it's nice. So, you know, Italian with the Italian accent. Mm. So I'm leaving. I'm feeling good. I'm leaving. You know, I don't give a shit. I'm not, you know, nothing's happening, of course. I ain't trying to friggin' do anything. I'm just feeding my fucking soul through that eye candy. You know what I mean? It makes me happy. I'm good. I'm fine. I don't have time. I don't have time right now, ladies. I just don't have the time. My time is like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. If you can get away, that's the time. Other than that, I don't got time. I don't got fucking time. That's the only time I can schedule a fucking pussy. You know, even with the wife, when it's like the weekends when we're hanging out and shit like that, it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. That's when that shit's happening, unless you catch me in the morning. If I get up early enough in the morning and she's getting ready for work, you know, and she's happy and you know, wanting that dick, boom, you know, she'll get it during the day. We got the house to ourselves finally and shit. It's like nice, you know. So that's it. That's the only time I got. I ain't got time. I got time, ladies, okay? So, it's not like I'm trying to, like, you know, mac up on her and shit. You know, I'm just enjoying myself. So, anyway, I'm leaving and shit, and this just ruins my fucking day. This fucking car pulls in next to me. And it's like, he's got a Genesis, but it's got a Rolls Royce ornament, a hood ornament of a Rolls Royce up front. So, you know, at first I'm looking because, you know, it's got that and a nice grill. I'm like, Rolls Royce, huh? But then it's not a Rolls Royce. I'm like, what the fuck? It's a Genesis. Who makes fucking Genesis? Hyundai? Hyundai? How do you say it? Hyundai? Hyundai? Get the fuck out of here. You got a Hyundai Genesis and a fucking Rolls Royce hood ornament. You are a fucking douche. Douchebag. And then what comes out? This fucking whiter than white guy, blonde hair with the fucking stupid douche glasses on top of his fucking dumb hair. He's got that big flip in the fucking front with the mousse. It's not even gel. It's not even gel. It's not even like hair shit or whatever. It's mousse. Who the fuck uses mousse with his tie-dyed acid tight jeans? Oh, my God, I wanted to throw a fucking water balloon at him. I wanted to fucking just throw something so bad at him. All I had was keys, and I didn't want to assault him. That would be assault. At least if I throw a fucking water balloon, I'd be like, ah, pranked you, you're on water balloon pranks, meh, and then run and shit, because he ain't running after me with his fucking tight-eyed jeans and shit. And on top of that, what's he gonna fucking do? Fucking scold me with his fucking mouth? Get the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here with his. It was just the biggest douchebag fucking walking on planet Earth today. I just seen. Fuck you for ruining my fucking mood. I'm fucking done with this shit. Oh my gosh. What kind of a person? What kind of a fucking human being wakes up and says, I'm going to tackle the day with my Genesis Hyundai and my Rolls Royce fucking hood ornament and my tight-ass tie-dye jeans with my fucking flipped blonde hair. Didn't you fucking hear white people's being canceled and shit? What the fuck, dude? You are a douchebag walking. Oh, my gosh. That's the... Whatever. At the end of the day, do you. Are you happy? You're feeling good about yourself? Good. I mean, you know, you're not really bothering me. Yeah, you're eye-raping me with your... And you're emotionally fucking raping me with your douchiness. Like, I just being around it. I got goose... You know, like the douche chills? I got the douche chills on my arm. It's like, oh, fuck, I just wanted to, like I said, throw a fucking water balloon at him filled with fucking whipped cream or something, you know, like, that's what I wanted to throw fucking at him, some shaving cream bombs and shit, and then he went into the fucking diner, you know, so I wanted to fucking take my little friggin' nigga beater in the back, my little billy goat fucking bat that I have in the back, and I wanted to friggin' knock that friggin' hood ornament off. because it was so douchey. You can't fucking put a Rolls Royce fucking hood ornament on anything but the Rolls Royce that it came on. You can't even put it on another Rolls Royce. By etiquette, if you own a Rolls Royce and your hood ornament gets knocked off or falls off and you don't have that very same one to repair and put on, then you do one of two things. You drive without it, which you can't fucking do. You get rid of the Rolls Royce. You fucking recycle it. You fucking recycle it for fucking parts. That's it. You put it out of its misery. You can't fucking do that shit. You know, it's like a fucking, I don't know names of porno stars because I don't freaking really be watching porn and shit, but some big dick fucking porn star and his dick is fucking now chopped off and shit. And then you want him to fucking still do porn. That's what's going on with the fucking Rolls Royce and that fucking hood ornament. And you put it on a fucking Hyundai. It's a Genesis. Fuck you and your Genesis. It's a Hyundai. It's the same thing when people says, oh, I got a Lexus. I love Lexuses because they're fucking Toyotas. But call it what it is. It's a Toyota. Okay, knock it off. Infiniti. Honda. Knock it off. Lincoln. Shit. Oh, Ford. Knock it off. I don't want to hear it. Yeah, that shit pisses me off. You can't be doing that shit. It's just not proper fucking etiquette. It's just like the fucking, the yellow cobalt. Fuck you, number two. Oh, I just wasn't going to be fucking fuck yous, right? But I'm going to give fuck you A, fuck you B. Fuck you B was that fucking asshole with the yellow cobalt and shit. You don't buy a yellow cobalt. There's cars with the same price that's not a fucking yellow cobalt. If it's a cobalt, it better be cobalt fucking blue. Or go fuck your mother. All right? That's it. Proper etiquette, people. Stop it with the douchiness. I'm done with it. This fucking guy ruined my friggin' hour. But I hope I entertained you. Oh, man. But you know what? You know what's fun? You know, you go into the diners on Long Island in New Jersey during a weekday. Dude, it's like just old people doing what I used to do when I was a teenager and shit. It's basically fucking bingo, or they're playing cards for money, or they're playing, you know, like, they're playing fucking domino and shit. They're eating food. They're drinking wine, you know, because, like, you know, again, you go to a diner in Long Island, New Jersey, you're going to get alcohol if you want it. You're going to get food. You're going to get everything you want. And during that afternoon and shit, when the old people are, like, that's when I get old, I'm going to hang out at the diners and shit. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to make sure I'm going to be a cute old man, too, because, you know, just so you know, there's a lot of fucking ladies that freaking have a fantasy about freaking being with older men, like, you know, so you got to be a fucking hot old man, so that's, I'm pumping fucking iron and shit. I'm going to get more fucking ass, more young ass as an old man than when I was younger, because I got married so young, so, oh yeah, that's all these goals that I have going on. But it's like, you go, and I don't know if it's anywhere else, but I know definitely Jersey and Long Island and upstate New York to an extent. It's only so far, like, only so far away from, like, the New York City friggin' radio stations. You'll get these type of diners and shit. And, I mean, I'm telling you, man, it's like when I was a kid, I'm, you know, playing dice. You know, I'm ready to go friggin' play some friggin' hustle, some CeeLo or some fucking sevens and shit. Go play some dice with the old people and shit. They're down. They're all fucking just hustling each other at the fucking diners, having a good time drinking and eating. It's like, it's amazing. And the diners that I go by, because I have my machines there, and or I do my side work there and shit. Look at this fucking cocksucker. He's just cutting everyone off. Look at him. I don't even fucking care. It doesn't hurt my fucking feelings. You're just a douchebag. He almost got into an accident. Oh, this is the type of guy, he's going to get freaking hit really hard today and maybe die. So, I'm staying away from him. I feel that bad vibes coming from the car. I'm giving like 3 car lengths. I don't want none of those bad vibes. Fuck that fucking guy. Alright. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the diners. Yeah, so when you get old and shit, I guess it's like that way, I guess in Florida, I guess? I don't know. I don't like Florida. But at least over here, man, it's hilarious. I love going to the diners and just seeing all these old people freaking having a good time. They're just having a good time and shit. I'm just like, man, at least there's, like, hope. There's hope. to have a good time when I'm old and shit. Because what else are you going to fucking do? You know, I just want to gamble too. I just want to gamble. It looks like fun. I was like, I'm ready to go hustle some of these old fucking people. But they're going to hustle me because they're older. So they, you know, they've seen every hand. They've seen a lot of shit. You know, that's why, you know, people forget and be like, oh, fucking old bag. It's like, nah, man, their brain is still there. You know, on the most part, you know, once it turns to motion jelly, then it's a wrap, of course, but even that is still cute, in a sense, you know, hearing old stories and shit, I love it, but again, I only go there to go fucking ogre with my fucking eyes and shit, so, oh, and she's very flirtatious, that's why I enjoy going there, it's fun. I'm going to feast on an Italian soon. All right, anyway, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, Wake and Bake in the Morning. If you want to help me out, share, like, whatever, all that dumb shit, you know, what every podcast says they need. But they got a lot of listeners. Help me out. I'll pay someone if you want to, like, start a Facebook fan page shit because I don't go on Facebook or anything like that. And then link it, I guess, to my Twitter. I don't know. I guess I can do that shit. Can I do that shit when I'm fucking going crazy? Because I really don't want to have a freaking Facebook anything. I don't want anything Facebook. I don't want anything on anything. Instafucks and shit faces. And I don't want none of that shit. But I know I have to do it. So if anyone can email me with some information, you know, way of doing it. I don't know. Something. I need fucking help. I don't got time for this nonsense. BlueKnotRadio@gmail.com. BlueKnotRadio@gmail.com. Fucking hit me up. It's been quiet. I think it's been quiet on there. Yeah, because I've been quiet, right? Yeah, okay. You know, as always, thank you. I love you. And ciao for now, baby.